Merry Christmas. Tomorrow's the big day, as if we need to remind any of the children, right? So we are so glad that you joined us this morning as we have the special Christmas Eve service. And I'd like to point out that tomorrow is the culmination of the journey that we've been on together, the journey of Advent. And I hope you've enjoyed your devotionals. Have you enjoyed the devotionals? Amen. And if there's any extra, if someone would like one that did not receive one, you can use them throughout the year. They're a great reminder of God's coming to earth. So just as we've spent a season waiting for Jesus Christ and the arrival of Christmas, we've experienced the truth that we're still waiting, amen, for God, for the return of Jesus Christ. And so we're still on this journey together. It hasn't ended. The story of Christmas is a story of what is and what was and what is still to come. So today we're going to just take a look at the four areas of Advent that we have studied. The first is hope to the doubting and fearful. Love when we least expect it but need it most. Joy to the hurting and peace to the broken and storm-tossed life. And each one of these candles represent each one of hope, love, joy, and peace. And today we lit our Christ candle. So we began our Advent journey of hope. And as we look back on that, we see the thread of hope in the past, present, and the future. Hebrews 6, 19 through 20. Would you please read it with me? We have this hope as an anchor of the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So through many years and centuries, hope burned for a savior. And the people, they waited and they waited and they waited. And hope was fulfilled because Christ has come. And God's promise was fulfilled, his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. And today we place our hope in the fact that Jesus came, he died for our sins, and he is alive today. And he is an ongoing source of our hope. And we live with the future hope that Jesus will come again to complete the story of redemption in our world and in our own lives. The story is not over yet. And even when darkness rages and deepens around us, we can hold on to hope that Christ will complete his ultimate work in us. He will make all things right. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. So our hope this Christmas season is not a hope for something a little nicer, you know, slightly more exciting for this year, but it's a much deeper hope. Our very lives are on the line, and we put our desperate hope in the only person that can save us. The good news of the journey is that hope, just like on that first Christmas Eve, there was darkness in the earth, there were problems in the earth, but Jesus Christ, the light of the world, he arrived on Christmas. Have you ever opened up a book and started reading it like in the middle? Have you ever done that? Or maybe you were watching a movie and you're skipping from scene to scene. You know, even though we do that, it doesn't change the storyline. The storyline remains exactly the same regardless of where you enter the story. So regardless of where you're entering the story of God's great love and God's great redemptive plan this morning, his story is always the same. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this morning we celebrate Christmas Eve, and let us place our hope in God who never changes, whose story is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our hope is in Him, and our hope will be fulfilled. So the second week of Advent led us on a journey of love. And again, this story is one that spans eternity, since God is love. But on this Advent journey, we have seen the same thread of past, present, and future. We're going to read a couple passages before we look at that. If you would read with me 1 John 4, 9 through 11, and verse 16. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent us His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. As long as God is, there has been love. It's His nature. It's His very being. It fueled His creation. It drove Him to make a way to restore humanity to relationship with Him. And at a specific point in history, it was motivated, His love, this intense love to restore relationship with humanity. God sent His Son among us. And today, it's love that fuels our relationship with God. It's our motivation. We live out the love of God by loving others. Can someone say amen? Amen? And we look forward to the future day when God's love story is complete and we will live for eternity with Him. And this will be fulfilled in perfect love. So this morning, as we continue on the journey of love, just bask in the amazing love of God. If you have time this week, take some time. Even tomorrow, we have our devotion tomorrow on Christmas Day. Take some time just to bask in the love of God and ask God to reveal Himself to you and how much He loves you, because He chose you before the foundations of the world. Even when we were in sin, He still chose us and gave His Son to die for us. It's amazing, the love of God. And then our third journey of Advent has been the journey of joy. And we know from the angel's announcement on the first Christmas that the birth of Christ was a joyful event. And we're going to read Luke 2, 8 through 14, which tells us about that event. So would you please read with me? Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So the news of great joy was that Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born. The joyous event broke through the darkness and dispelled the fears of the shepherds, just like it replaces our fear in the midst of darkness. And the joy for us today is that same message of good news for us here, now, today, Jesus offers the same salvation and life that he came to give through his birth, his death, and his resurrection. It's the source of the greatest joy possible. And while we still live in a world where joy and pain coexist, God's promise is that our joy will be made complete in the future when Jesus comes again. And it fuels us along the way, standing as a stark contrast to the death and the despair in our broken world. So this morning, as we continue our journey of joy, let's rejoice with the angel who announced the arrival of the long-awaited Savior. Joy leads us to worship. The journey of peace has been our fourth and final journey of Advent, and the praise team can get ready. Peace is so elusive in our local news and world events, and sometimes in our family relationships and even in our own minds. Everywhere we look are indications of a desperate need for peace. Yet there and everywhere we again can see God's peace throughout the storyline of eternity. Would you read with me Isaiah 9, 6 through 7? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And the next scripture, do we have John 14:27? All right, let's read that together. This is Jesus speaking. He said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So there in the past is the arrival of the Prince of Peace in the manger. And this is what we celebrate today. Peace has come and peace is here. And if you remember last week, peace is a person. It's Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And fortunately, peace remains. Jesus left us the gift of peace through his Spirit. A peace that transcends our full understanding and our worst circumstances. It's a peace that will guard our hearts and our minds, and it will restore us. The peace of God. And as we look to the future, we will expectantly wait, knowing that when he comes again, he will bring ultimate peace for all the world. Peace among nations, peace among enemies, peace to reign over and within every heart. So our journey of peace this season does not take us away from the realities of life. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Amen. It is your decision whether or not you allow the realities of life to disturb your peace. I've had lots of opportunities over the last 2 weeks to practice that. Hallelujah. But we trust in the Lord. He is our source of peace. He is our strength. And he knows the end from the beginning. So, you know, we're not supposed to sweat the small stuff, right? Because God knows the outcome. So we just follow him as he gives us light. We follow him and he gives us peace and he restores our joy, and our hope is in him. Amen?
Amen.
So we live in a world that desperately needs peace. And God promises that his peace that passes understanding will fill our hearts and minds in Philippians 4:7. So this morning, we can rest in the fact that in a world filled with violence, sickness, and pain, God offers us his deep, resting peace. We followed the star, and now we come to the end of Advent. The star marked Jesus' arrival, but Jesus is the true light of the world. Later in Jesus' life, he taught his disciples that he is the light of the world. In John 8:12, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So here we are, church, this morning on the verge of Christmas. And we look forward into the days to come. And we follow Jesus, who leads us and gives us the light of life. No matter how dark your life is this morning, no matter where you find yourself in this journey, no matter what pain or sadness you feel, the star's light shines for you. It is God's invitation to come and experience his story, past, present, future. It doesn't matter where you entered the story. Maybe today is the first day that you will make up your mind and make a decision in your heart to follow the Lord, to follow his light, his word. Or maybe you've been following the Lord for years. It doesn't matter. What matters is today we commit to the Prince of Peace, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God. And together we will carry the hope, the love, the joy, and the peace as we head out into the world. The Lord will lead the way. We are his ambassadors. We carry the good news of the gospel. And the scripture says we should be able to give to every person a reasonable answer concerning the hope that's on the inside of us. So once we commit our life to the Lord, it's not over. There's more to the story. Tell your neighbor there's more to the story. And as we enter that story, we have a part to play. Amen. We have a part to play. Each one of us are important in God's story. Let's bow our heads. God, thank you that your story is past, present, and future. And that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus Christ into the world. We celebrate his birth today. Please encourage our hearts with your hope, love, joy, and peace as we follow the light that you have given to us through your word. Your word is a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. Thank you, Jesus Christ, this Christmas Eve. Amen.